Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. Hoo-wah! I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Last weekend, some foolish kid attempted to kill President Trump. I believe it was a touch from God had Trump moved so that he was only hit in the ear. One consequence of this was that both President Trump and President Biden called for a decrease in the emotional pressures in the current presidential campaign. Oh, and there's a report that we had information that an Iranian agent may have been seeking to kill President Trump. Okay, it's clear that a number of mistakes were made as the folks responsible for security set the area up. I expect that some changes will be made and that some people will be let go, fired, whatever. You know, it's very true that all American citizens need to think like Americans and be proud of our country and absolutely appreciate those who seek to run for office, even if we disagree with them. We must condemn those who call their political opponents evil people or enemies of our nation or other pure name-calling foolishness. Let's stand arm in arm as Americans and go forward together. Okay, joining me at the 50 caliber microphone today is Marine vet Skip Coriel. What are you discussing in your podcast, Skip?
Oh, Colonel, you know what we're talking about. We're talking about, well, the same thing you and I are talking about right now, the attempted assassination of President Donald J. Trump. Boy, it's the only thing to talk about right now. And one of the things that we're talking about is this is such an incredible landmark event that 50 years from now, a 20-year-old will remember exactly where he was when Donald Trump was shot by that 20-year-old kid.
I believe you. I agree totally. Okay, here's what we have for you today. On News and Comments by the Colonel, I'm going to discuss how the rest of the world views our nation. Then Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby will contribute his warrant wisdom. Army vet Jessica Villarreal from Concerned Veterans for America will discuss some of our challenges. Then Army vet and businessman Brent Wraith will hear about his service. And vet Armanda Winters will discuss concealed carry for women, and General Chris Petty will present the Battle of the Month.
Hey, troops, please invite your friends to join us at this time on this great radio station. Then head on out to frontlinesoffreedom.com and sign up for our free e-newsletter and join the conversation at facebook.com/frontlinesoffreedom.
We welcome your input to this show. Send us your ideas and comments through our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com, or by Facebook. And now it's time for News and Comments by the Colonel. And of course, we'll start with the news. What's first, Skip?
Well, Colonel, the attempted murder of President Trump last weekend is properly causing lots of insights into how this could have happened. The FBI is looking into all of it. There are reports that the Trump security team had asked for more agents and didn't get them. And there's the report that they took some of the agents away from the Trump team because Mrs. Biden was speaking and more were needed for her. It seems that our Secret Service is understaffed.
Well, Senator Rand Paul suggests they were spending so much money supporting all the illegal aliens now in our country that there's a whole lot we need and can't afford, except maybe by going even deeper in debt. It will be interesting to see what the FBI reports, and we must remember that for years now, the FBI has been focused on charging and arresting political conservatives only.
Denny, I don't know how you feel about this, but I don't feel warm and fuzzy about the FBI leading this investigation. From the track record that I've seen the last 4 years, I don't trust them to do it honestly and get to the truth. And I say that with sadness because my entire life I've always spoken highly and thought highly of the FBI. I thought, wow, that'd be a great job. Be a G-man, right? But they just seem to be political hacks now.
Yeah, my uncle, my dad's brother, was a career FBI agent. And I fear he's rolling over in his grave. But on the other hand, if the FBI didn't do it, I guess the Department of Justice would.
And, okay. Good point.
No solution there. Okay. Moving on.
At least 36 civilians were killed and over 100 wounded across Ukraine after a Russian missile barrage hit multiple targets earlier this month, including the country's largest children's hospital in Kiev. The daytime attack is considered the heaviest single-day bombardment in the last 4 months of the war, which is now in its 29th month. Ukraine's air defenses shot down 30 of the 38 missiles. The weapons consisted of aerial, ballistic, and cruise missiles. At least 50 civilian buildings were damaged. The UN Security Council will address these strikes. Russia's latest attack came as Western leaders met in Washington, D.C. for the NATO summit. That agenda included discussions on Ukraine's potential membership in the military alliance and a new support package.
Russia seems committed to keep this war going. They're getting reinforcements of ground troops from North Korea and, I think, China, and they're focusing on attacks from the air. And they apparently really like killing civilians.
And speaking of Russian attacks, the U.S. and Germany reportedly foiled a Russian plot to assassinate Armin Papperger, the CEO of Rheinmetall, a major German arms manufacturer supplying crucial weapons to Ukraine. This plot, uncovered by our intelligence services, is part of Russia's broader ongoing hybrid war of aggression, targeting defense industry executives across Europe. Rheinmetall, Germany's largest producer of 155mm artillery shells, has been supporting Ukraine's defense efforts under a 5 billion euros contract. Russia is also strongly suspected of planning sabotage operations against our military sites and is believed to have hired proxies to carry out an arson attack on a factory run by German arms company Diehl in May.
It's pretty clear to me that Russia has declared war on all of NATO. It will seek to kill people in countries that support Ukraine. We need some really strong leadership to get this under control. The question is, do we have any really strong leaders?
Colonel, the cavalry is on its way if they don't assassinate him first. And the 75th anniversary summit of NATO came to a close recently, with the leaders of 32 countries bolstering support for Ukraine in its ongoing war with Russia. The conference, hosted by President Biden in Washington, D.C., ended with new pledges to Kiev, including air defense missile systems and fresh aid commitments. France, Germany, Italy, and Poland agreed to develop and host long-range missiles on their soil as a deterrence measure. Germany will also host U.S. missiles beginning in 2026. Leaders, meanwhile, issued a rare statement condemning China for resupplying Russia with commercial components with military uses.
This is nice, but not conclusive. While this will really help Ukraine's need for weapons, ammunition, and equipment, it doesn't address their need for the people to fight in their army. The NATO leaders have been watching our president's actions, and they know he may not be the right leader.
And four Chinese naval vessels were spotted by our Coast Guard ships earlier this month inside the U.S. exclusive economic zone of the Bering Sea, just north of Alaska's Aleutian Islands. The incident, which represented a rare incursion by the Chinese so close to American waters, was reported about a week later. A Coast Guard cutter on a routine patrol identified three Chinese ships about 124 miles north of the Amchitka Pass. A fourth Chinese ship was spotted 84 miles north of the Amutka Pass. Officials said all four ships were being closely watched by our forces to ensure that there were no disruptions. Analysts said the Chinese were testing to see how we could react.
China is probing us nonstop. They're providing much of the fentanyl coming across our southern border, and they're pushing Japan and the Philippines. Their goal is to eliminate us as a world power, and they won't stop until they get the job done. I wonder what we're doing to stop them.
And we've shut down our short-lived humanitarian aid pier for Gaza. The $230 million project, which was intended to stave off famine in Gaza as other routes into the enclave were closed, has suffered from inconsistent aid deliveries amid logistical issues. We were unable to re-anchor the pier to the beach due to technical and weather-related issues, said the Pentagon. The pier and support vessels and equipment are returning to Ashdod, where they will remain until further notice. A re-anchoring date has not been set.
Since it's been reported that most of the aid that goes into Gaza ends up in the hands of either criminals or Hamas, why isn't controlling that a very high priority? And that's the news. As Americans, it's our responsibility to ensure that our nation is well-run and on the right path. Politics and politicians are confusing, but we can work together. Concerned Veterans for America can assist you, even if you're not a vet, in getting involved and getting our nation back on track. Working with them is one of the things I do. I encourage you, check CVAfrontlines.com. That's CVAfrontlines.com. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Coming up on Frontlines of Freedom, I'll share comments by the Colonel. We'll enjoy some war and wisdom. And then we'll talk with Jessica Villarreal from Concerned Veterans for America. At ease, troops, take a break.
Unexpected situations do happen. Our nationwide network of self-defense attorneys is always ready to defend you in a criminal and/or civil case. There are zero attorney's fees for covered events and no hourly limits, caps, or deductibles. That means no matter how high your attorney's fees are, they're all covered through your low monthly membership payment. And because you can't choose the moment you need us, we're always here for you, 24/7, 365. Join US Law Shield today and receive immediate coverage, affordable, customizable membership options, and peace of mind.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coriel with your home defense tip of the week. Women should never walk alone in parks, parking garages, or other secluded areas. Rapists, murderers, and robbers look for the lone walker as it enhances their chance of success. Serial rapists need only one woman and will let two women pass on by. So bring a friend along for your walk. And don't forget to stay alert as you walk. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit homedefenseshow.com.
When considering precious metals investments, credibility is paramount. That's why I chose Universal Coin and Bullion. They have a long-standing reputation in the industry that instills confidence in investors. Plus, the company's president, Dr. Mike Fulgens, is recognized as America's gold expert by his peers and the U.S. government, and was named Dealer of the Year by the American Numismatic Association. Call 800-UCB-GOLD or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. It's 20 minutes after the hour, and you are information and listening to Frontlines of Freedom all across America. Troops, even if our economy wasn't a mess, with inflation going crazy and prices up out of sight, I'd still recommend that you do some investing in precious metals, gold and silver. I recommend that you join me in purchasing these solid investments from Universal Coin and Bullion. Find them at universalcoin.com/Denny. That's universalcoin.com/Denny. Now it's time for comments by the Colonel. The President of the United States is, I believe, the most powerful man in the world. Yes, it's true that dictators of large countries like Putin in Russia and Xi in China do have more power in their personal control. But we are the most prosperous and the most powerful, both military and economically. And we provide our citizens with the most freedom and rights. So we're on top. The U.S. is a constitutional republic. Our founding documents make it clear that our rights come from God. Our Constitution exists to protect us and our rights from any power grab by our government. Article 1 of the Constitution creates and gives limited power to the Congress, the legislative branch of our government. Article 2 creates and gives limited power to the executive branch, headed by the president. Article 3 creates the judicial branch, the Supreme Court and its lesser courts. It's worthy of note that the 10th Amendment, a part of our Bill of Rights, says that all power not specifically given to the Congress remains with the states and the people. Okay, there are over 200 nations in the world today. The vast majority are dictatorships. In all of these countries, there's a head of a government who may get the position by elections or appointment or a power grab, but the real power is the military, and the military has very little concern with outside threats. The military is the force that can and does control every aspect of the nation. In most cases, the head of the military can, and often does, remove the civilian head of government, usually so that the general can become the new head of government. There are lots of examples. So, our Constitution makes the commander-in-chief of our military our president. All of our generals and admirals work for someone who works for our president. And so far, the plan has worked. So, is there any doubt that all of our allies in the world and all the nations that seek our aid or support and all the nations that oppose us, they all pay attention to our president? Most don't care about politics. They're interested in how to approach, deal with, or gain favor from our president or how to bully him. He is their focus. One of the huge issues in our nation today is the mental health and cognitive ability of our president. There are lots of good reasons for those concerns. I have no intention to make a judgment on that matter here. We'll let the political parties and the election process decide that. However, most of the nations in the world have been watching him from the very beginning, as they've done for all his predecessors. Our president has, during his time in office, made many poor decisions and has shown himself, at times, to be apparently unable to find his way off the podium. and he controls our military. The horrible abandonment of Afghanistan, leaving behind lots of people we had responsibility for, billions of dollars of our highest tech weapons and equipment, was a big indicator of his competence. The president said he was following the advice of his military leaders, all of whom later said that they advised against his acts. On the other hand, everyone occasionally makes dumb mistakes. But certainly, it would make it clear to all observing nations that we have had a period of poor decisions, and the decision comes from the president. And do note that the Russian invasion of Ukraine did not take place until our current president was in office. Our president's performance over the last month or so, including his debate with former President Trump, showed him to be apparently quite weak much of the time. That it appears he could perform on occasion, but only on occasion, has certainly been noticed by our allies and enemies. Our military is the weakest it's been in my lifetime. Enlistments are way down for lots of reasons. A big issue is the critical race theory nonsense that now has our military promoting based on race and gender transition, not on merit or ability. If you were one of our enemies, say Russia or China or Iran or North Korea, and you wanted to make a move contrary to our nation's best interests, could you think of a better time to move than now? And North Korea is reinforcing Russia's army in Ukraine, and China is making major moves in the Western Pacific. I feel that our nation is at greater risk now than it's ever been. Our president and the military leaders he has around him may very well be quite competent, but there are plenty of reasons to question that. Folks, please look critically at every aspect of our military. Not only are our enlistments way down, but we've given away a great part of our ammunition, including artillery and missiles. Most of these have gone to Ukraine and Israel, which is good, but we can't conduct a war without lots of supplies for our troops, and we don't have them. We've recently reported on the incredibly low quality of housing many of our troops have to live with, and there's a lot more. This nation's a gift from God to us. It's our responsibility to take good care of it, and that includes taking good care of the people in our military. And those are my comments for today. This is Colonel Denny Gillum. You're listening to Frontlines of Freedom, and we get to enjoy some warrant wisdom with Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. What do you have this week, Roland?
Well, next week is the annual Experimental Aircraft Association convention known as AirVenture in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And for 1 week, Oshkosh becomes the busiest airport in the world. During last year's show, there was nearly 22,000 aircraft operations, which is an average of 148 takeoffs and landings per hour. More than 10,000 aircraft arrive at the airport over the week, and many of those were people who were camping with their airplanes. Total attendance over the entire week was about 650,000 people. But Oshkosh is not just about general aviation or home-built airplanes. Last year, the U.S. Air Force Training Command and NASA were both highlighted with some great aircraft and airshow demonstrations. The show starts Monday, but there's already 4,000 aircraft at the airport. This year, they're highlighting the 100th anniversary of the Canadian Air Force, and with that comes the Canadian Snowbirds along with the Canadian F-18 demo team. But don't worry, it won't all be about Canada this year, as the Wisconsin Air National Guard will be flying, along with the U.S. Navy Growlers and Air Force F-22 demo team, and a lot more. Next week, Friday, is the Salute to Veterans Day, which includes an honor flight to Washington, D.C., and a veterans parade, along with a special pricing for veterans to get into the show. And if you love older military aircraft, you kind of have to check out the Warbirds area, as there's no place on Earth where you can see upwards of 400 to 500 jets, bombers, trainers, and other historic military aircraft. You know, Colonel Steve Kenyon and I are going to be flying over to Oshkosh next week to join those 10,000 other aircraft and camping under the wing in the seaplane parking area. So if you're going to Oshkosh at all next week, let us know. Maybe we can set up and watch an air show together. Drop me an email at Roland, that's R-O-L-A-N-D, at frontlinesoffreedom.com. It'd be great to hang out with some listeners. For Frontlines of Freedom, I'm Chief Warrant Officer Roland Ashby. Back to you, Colonel.
Thank you, Roland. I really enjoy your comments. Straight ahead on Frontlines of Freedom, we'll talk with Army vet Jessica Valoriel from Concerned Veterans for America. Then we'll meet Army vet and businessman Brett Brith. All this is coming up. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. You're standing tall with Frontlines of Freedom. I'll be right back. Troops, it's time for sit-ups. Do 50, then stand at ease.
Military leaders have called our national debt the greatest threat facing America, and for good reason. We're more than $32 trillion in debt and counting.
Meanwhile, Congress continues to throw money at the Pentagon and Veterans Affairs with no idea if the money is reaching its intended targets.
Concerned Veterans for America fights for more responsible spending from Washington so Americans remain safe and prosperous in the future.
Visit cbafrontlines.com to learn more and join the movement. That's cbafrontlines.com.
Friends, there's not too many things I enjoy more than helping veterans and eating great beef jerky. Now I can do both. My good friends at Tango3.org and America's Best Beef Jerky use the highest quality beef to make the best jerky I've ever tasted. Trust me, I've eaten a lot. But that's not all. They give 100% of the profit to vetted veterans programs, mental health and suicide prevention. Go to americasbestbeefjerky.com and order now. And at checkout, check the Frontlines of Freedom promo code. Troops, welcome back to our nation's largest military veteran talk radio show, Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Troops, please do send me your comments and questions. Email me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's an honor to welcome Army vet Jessica Villarreal from Concerned Veterans for America. She's done and is doing a lot on behalf of veterans, including working at the VA. So welcome, Jessica.
Thank you, Denny, for having me on your show.
Jessica, I'm delighted that you, like me, is an Army vet. Talk about your time in the Army. When and why did you join and what did you do?
Thank you. That's a great question. So I served in the Army from 2004 to 2010. And I graduated high school early and I was 16. And so when I turned 17, I decided that this would be the best choice for me. I wanted to serve my country and I wanted to give it back to my community. And I chose to give back to my country, not just my local community, but by serving my country. Something that I always had in my heart that I wanted to serve. My mom instilled that service in me through church and giving back through church. I'm first generation veteran service member, so it was something that just God put in my heart.
Okay. What'd you do in the Army?
Yes, I was a 25 Bravo, which is a commo for IT specifically. But as you know, anybody in the military that served, you know, you get cross-trained and you're trained to do any and everything. So I did radios and I did computers. Anything to do with commo and communications, that was my job.
Okay, that makes sense. And push-ups. Of course, you learned how to do those.
Lots of push-ups. Actually, I was a PT set, if we're talking about PT. I did 300 every single time until the day I got out.
And you spent some time working for the VA too, didn't you?
I did. I spent 3 years. So I got out, had difficulty transitioning as most veterans do, trying to find that purpose. But I was blessed in my community to find good people who helped me navigate the system and told me where to go. But I saw an impact by a person that I had met, a sister organization to the VA, the Vet Center, and they were a social worker. And that impacted me so much so that I asked, what do I have to do your job? And they told me, well, you just need a master's in social work. So that became my whole goal, to become a social worker so that I could work at the VA to be able to give back to my brethren and sisters in arms by serving them at that capacity. I was a social worker at my local VA, and I provided a variety of support from coordinating healthcare for services, providing resources. Anytime a veteran may have come in crisis, whether they were suicidal or having issues and struggles, my job was to be there and intervene and be able to help them navigate and how to get the services that they were needing.
Okay. So you are a vet, you've been around vets, and you've helped vets. That's a really good background. And I bet you're very comfortable working at CVA. Concerned Veterans for America is good at helping vets, isn't it?
Yes, I love working for Concerned Veterans for America. I feel that it's a privilege. Like I mentioned, my goal was to be a social worker for the VA to help veterans. And I was definitely doing that in my community, but I wanted to make a greater impact overall for all veterans across the nation. And CVA, Conserve Veterans for America, is where it's at. It's making policy change and reform to impact all veterans, not just my local community.
Well said. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom. We're talking with Jessica Villarreal. Okay, our nation has a lot going on, and we can't possibly touch all of it, but one of the things that just took place was a NATO conference. Talk about NATO. It's certainly something we belong to, have from the beginning. It's got some challenges right now, but we're certainly staying involved. Can you talk about that, please?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for that question. So as you mentioned, last week, NATO met for the 75th anniversary. Many national security officials celebrate the increasing unity of NATO since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. So what I'd like to talk about is the importance of fundamental imbalances that are currently happening within the NATO. The alliance needs to change for the transatlantic relationship to remain healthy. For America to be contending, we're contending with a crippling $35 trillion debt and strategic overshoots around the world, while our wealthy European allies are reliant on the U.S. for the most of NATO's frontline defense after decades of divesting from their own militaries after the Cold War. Here at Concerned Veterans for America, we are definitely recommending a more sober approach where Europe needs to build the capacity to properly defend itself before taking on the massive new commitment that permanently defending Ukraine would entail, so that NATO's deterrent credibility remains intact. That's where we stand.
Well, that makes sense. And it is an awkward situation. Certainly, Ukraine is being severely abused by Russia. And certainly, if Russia gets away with it, the next targets will likely be the European countries of NATO. So they should be doing a whole lot more. And we were the world's cop for a while, and we stopped doing that, but everybody still wants us paying for it. And right. I think we need to stop doing that. And I think that's exactly what you've been talking about. We need to phase that out by getting them to phase into accepting responsibility. That's a challenge, and it's something we've got to pay attention to, because if you add all the money we're pouring into NATO and Ukraine, plus all the money we're spending on all the illegal aliens, our budget's going crazy, and we really can't afford to do other things we need to do. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, I mentioned the crippling $35 trillion debt that we're overstretching right now, so definitely it is fair to say that the European nations definitely need to do the burden sharing with us.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. One of the things that I'd like to forget about and ignore and make it go away, but I don't know how to do that, is veteran suicide. That's seems to be a never-ending issue, and it needs to be something, somehow we got to deal with this. What are some of the things going on about that?
Well, as you know, 6 years ago, former President Trump signed into law the Mission Act. And that was one of the most, I would say, maybe I'm a little biased, but one of the greatest pieces of legislation that's ever been implemented in this generation for veterans. It gave veterans the opportunity to seek help in the community. And it, of course, with the help of the VA and the middleman. But currently, I believe that the Biden administration is not doing their due diligence and upholding the law that we implemented 6 years ago. They're not implementing it correctly. And so this is also part of the problem. But again, we're just trying to ensure that veterans have the ability to have a choice. And there's a piece of legislation that I would believe would be revolutionize the veterans' healthcare by providing veterans full choice. And by full choice is what I mean is veterans being able to access healthcare, not just at the VA, but in the community if they chose, whichever was best suited for the veteran themselves, giving veteran the full choice and the option to opt into that opportunity. The Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act is what we're working on currently. And I think it would be a great legislation to help, because currently right now, veterans are stuck at the VA only. And depending upon where your region is, where you're located, is if you have the ability more freely, although we have created this Mission Act, which was a wonderful legislation to give veterans the option. We're having issues with the VA and not implementing it correctly and preventing veterans from being able to access that care. Again, it depends on where you are located. You have more difficulty than other places. So I believe this legislation would be instrumental and just a pivotal place for this to help prevent, because then that means instead of waiting 30, 60, 90 days to get mental health care, you'd have the ability to go out in the community if that was going to be quicker than at the VA, right? Right now, most veterans have to stick to the VA for mental health care. And God knows how many days that is for the wait time to get an appointment. For me, when I got out, it was difficult for me, right, to get help there and then being sent to the vet center, which was my saving grace at that time. And so it's a little bit different there than at the main clinic, although they're sister organizations. Really focusing on being able to give veterans that true choice, full choice to be able to get healthcare and mental health care in the community because it works better and it's more efficient and it's available at a more timely manner versus waiting for the VA to tell you, you know what, you're going to have to wait 60 days or you're going to have to wait 29 days, 45 days. You know, that's not acceptable, especially when it comes to mental health.
We'll discuss more about that in a minute. When we come back, Jessica will stay with us. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. Yeah, it's push-up time. I want you to do 103 push-ups. That's how many I did, well, used to do before I got into my mid-80s. Then take a break, but stay in the area. Jessica and I will be right back.
Fresh, flash, frozen from the American farmer every time. PatriotFoods.com, hit the shop now button. You're supporting a veteran family in need every time you shop. Look at us online, see how we give back. For the servicemen and women of this great country, we are fighting for the American farmer. PatriotFoods.com, promo code FREEDOM, 10% off today, folks. Shop now.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I buy Patriot Foods. It's great. PatriotFoods.com, promo code FREEDOM.
This hour of Frontlines of Freedom is brought to you by HelpVet.net. HelpVet.net is an online resource and information center dedicated to the welfare of those who have sacrificed for the freedoms, ideals, and morals we Americans hold dear to our hearts. At HelpVet.net, find information on benefit-related issues from education, healthcare, military pay, retirement, VA loans, and resources on education, finance, legal, health and wellness, the military life, moving and housing, travel and entertainment, and much, much more. Visit HelpVet.net, HelpVet.net.
In business for over 30 years with over $1 billion in sales, Universal Coin and Bullion is my go-to source for gold and silver coins. And right now, they're offering our listeners a newly minted 0.99 fine 1 ounce 2024 silver American Eagle coin for just $27. Call 800-UCB-GOLD, 800-UCB-GOLD, or go to their website at universalcoin.com/Denny. This is Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this hour on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with Jessica Villarreal from Concerned Veterans for America. Jessica, we were talking about veteran choice, particularly when it comes to suicide prevention. Okay, I can imagine being delayed because I need to have my hand looked at or because I needed some minor surgery or something like that. But for mental health, for suicide prevention, I don't want to believe the truth that you just said about what it's like out there. And it's for some places where I live, there's virtually no problem. Waits are very manageable and acceptable, but that's not true everywhere. And you can talk to people in one community and there's a problem, in another community there's not. And I want to see the VA taking control and saying, no, wait, you don't have a choice, head of the local VA in whatever community it is. You will meet these standards. That's the goal, isn't it, here?
Absolutely. The goal is to hold VA accountable and for them to be doing their job. We created a wonderful legislation. Unfortunately, the implementation is the issue. Currently, the Biden administration is not doing their part and due diligence by holding these key leaders in the VA accountable for holding them to the standards at which we're supposed to be implemented according to our legislation. If I may, I just want to point out that, you know, our post 9/11 conflicts, there's been over 30,000 veterans who have completed suicide since we're on the topic of suicide, unfortunately. And That's four times the number of loss in combat. I just want to point that out.
Indeed. One of the things we concerned citizens, concerned veterans can do is contact our congressmen and senators and tell them to get on this. What's the name of that act that we need to get active here?
The name of the legislation is the Veterans Healthcare Freedom Act. It would empower all veterans with the option to use their VA benefits at whatever provider best meets their needs.
Okay.
And it's regardless of wait times and drive times and things like that. It's just giving veterans genuinely the full, true freedom to choose. VA works for me, so I'm going to go to VA, or I'm going to go to the community care.
So one of the things that I can ask all the listeners to get on your computer and send an email to your Congress critter and both your U.S. senators and tell them to support the Veteran Health Care Freedom Act. Wow, we can do that. What would that take? A minute and a half to do something like that? Maybe 2 minutes if you didn't know their email and you had to look it up. So we need to get active. And one of the things that I appreciate about Concerned Veterans for America is that it's a vehicle that concerned Americans, not just concerned veterans, can use to get active in their community, to get active politically, to get active to move things in the right direction. I firmly believe that this country is a gift to us from God and that He expects us to be good stewards of it. We're supposed to take care of it. And that means, among other things, getting active politically and getting the right kind of people elected and then holding them accountable. What kinds of things does CVA do for people who contact him hoping to find something you could do? You can be upset, but just not sure what to do. Well, CVA is a tool you can use. Talk about that, please.
Yes, absolutely. So as you mentioned, we're not just veterans. We're family members of veterans. I'm also not only a veteran, but I'm a spouse of a veteran. I'm married to a Marine Corps combat veteran. So definitely family members, just concerned citizens who are looking and don't know how to go about this. We provide you with the tools and the knowledge and how to be an activist in your community, to be a voice in your community for veteran issues and just for our concerned Americans as a whole. So we provide at times an academy that our local citizens and concerned constituents can join our academy, where they're given these tools to call our community to action by creating roundtables, by getting petitions signed, and those kinds of things that we're able to do. We're a moving force. We're a grassroots army. We're located throughout the country. And we're all just very passionate and want just to preserve the rights that we and our families fought for.
Yes, ma'am. There are, I'm not sure what to call them, chapters or subgroups, state groups of CVA. Is that right?
Chapters would be correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. How do you find them?
Definitely. So we have our website, which is cv4a.org. And on there, if you click about CVA, about us, you'll see every single person and their position and where they're located and which states we're currently operating out of.
And I would presume if I look in my state and it's not there, I could volunteer to help get it started?
Absolutely. We're always looking for volunteers. Our goal is to be in all 50 states. So definitely that could be something that we could definitely look into and see the movement grow through each state.
Okay, that to me is huge, because we, the citizens, it's our country. We can't whine about it. We have to take charge of it because it's our responsibility. And that's why I appreciate CVA being a vehicle. Okay, we've still got a few more minutes, Jessica. What are a couple of other things that Concerned Veterans for America is active in and concerned about?
I mean, we hit the two bullet points, but just really making sure that veterans have we provide common sense solutions for veteran issues, right? Making sure that veterans have access to health care in a timely manner, ensuring that our foreign policy is prudent policy. As you know, foreign policy doesn't just affect the veteran or the service member. It affects all of us, all Americans. And so that's something that's very important for us to keep in mind. And then just really focusing on the secure financial future for America. Those are some things that we're currently working on. And accountability. Accountability is key. Nobody likes to be held accountable, seems like, especially this administration. And so that's what we're really focusing on, holding legislators accountable, keeping them accountable to the word that they gave us, that they were going to serve we the people.
You know, one of the things about holding legislators accountable, if you and I were legislators, we came in with certain values that we hold important and we're going to stand up for them. That's the strongest values we can't compromise on, but some of the lesser values, I mean, politics is about compromise. So you've got to have some areas you can compromise in or you're not going to accomplish anything.
Right.
But it's so easy to start compromising on the things you shouldn't compromise on. But if somebody's holding you accountable, if some people that elected you are calling you or emailing you saying, how's this going? You're more liable to stick to your values than if nobody's asking you. And because the strongest muscle in your body is your rationalizer, because you use it all the time. So we need to be active, and CVA is a good way to do it. And certainly finances. We have so much national debt right now.
Yes.
And so inflation is so huge. I mean, if we've lost, 60% of the value of savings that you had, if you put the money in bank 15 years ago, its purchasing power is 60% less now, something like that. This hurts everybody, including veterans. We have to hold our government, federal, state, local, accountable. And that's something we just have to do. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's a good issue. Got another one?
Well, I just really want to hone in on the, you know, national debt. And it's one of the greatest national security threats America faces. So I just wanted to just really highlight that. The fact that it is our greatest threat, I believe. And at CVA, we believe that too.
Indeed. And certainly to me, we need to have secure our border. How many millions of people have we let in that are illegal? And let's say only 1% of them are bad people, terrorists or criminals or murderers. 1% of a million is 10,000. How many million have we let in? We have to secure our country. That's not a political statement. That's just plain normal self-defense, isn't it?
Correct. We should all be concerned about that. Yes, sir.
Jessica, thank you. Thank you for your excellent comments today. Thank you for your service to our nation in uniform at the VA. And now, thank you for your service. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Colonel, for allowing me to be on your show and giving me the opportunity to speak.
This concludes the first hour of the show. We'll start the second hour talking with Army vet and businessman Brent Reith. Then Amanda Winters will discuss concealed carry for women, and General Chris Petty will discuss the Battle of the Month. Of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our self-defense report. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom Troops. It's time for pull-ups. Do 40 good ones, and maybe 20 more push-ups. Grab some protein, rehydrate with water, and finally, put a big smile on your proud-to-be-an-American face and send me your thoughts by email or on Facebook.